And then I think I'll,
Oh, the big entrant!
Oh. What's wrong? Yeah, of course I remember. You've been looking forward to this since you saw the announcement, and he definitely got some gold stars for getting tickets for your next date. Oh, shit. Are you serious? You should be leaving in like... Oh, right now. I'm so sorry. Somehow cancelling on you at the... Let me see your phone. The literal last minute. Unreal. And actually worse than standing you up, I think. What a soggy pancake. Oh, thank you. I'm here to entertain, of course. I'm pretty proud of myself for that one. Not that he is worthy of my excellent insult game, if I do say so myself. But seriously, you do look incredible. He's missing out. And I'm sorry. Does he have the tickets? Or do you? Oh, damn. I was going to suggest that we go. No, it's been sold out for months. Wow, what a... Well, yeah. He sucks. Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't I go get dressed up and we can make a night of it? You know, we can go somewhere and... No, yeah, makes sense. You don't want to go anywhere. Well, we definitely don't need to go out. Let's get dressed up and stay in. We can order from that new pizza place, my treat. Oh, but really, we both live here, and my big plans tonight were basically just, this. So it's not a big deal, I promise. Okay, you can sulk if you want, or you can join me and forget about that guy. Yeah. A little music, some greasy pizza. Look, it'll be great. Okay, so now, should I go get snazzy? Yeah, or if you want, you can change into PJs and just chill. Well, I mean, you look stunning, but that's just you on the daily, so, Oh, I see that little smile there. It's working, isn't it? Come on, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Okay, sweats or that dress? I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. Well, it does look like you went all out, though. Not that he deserves it. I mean, the dress, the shoes, the makeup. You even did that thing with your eyeliner. It's like, what's it called? Winged cats or something? Oh! Oh, it's not winged cats. Is it just wings? Oh, so where did I get the cats? Okay, doesn't matter. You go get changed and I'll call in our order. With olives, of course. Not that I condone eating those abominations, but for you, I'll make the sacrifice. You know, we've lived together long enough for me to know your pizza order. I pay attention, you know. I always pay attention to you. How could I not? Okay, here we go. Of course I saved you a seat. Come on, into the blanket nest. Oh, wow. No, not a bad wow. I just wasn't expecting, well, you're wearing a t-shirt, but you still look like, I guess I'm just surprised is all. Are you comfy? Well, that's what matters. We are settling in for a pizza night extravaganza. That makes sense. If I spent that long on anything, I'd want to make it last. Glam cozy it is then. Hey, I'm sorry tonight was such a bust, though. Are you okay? Well, you know, of course you're confused. It's like, what, your fifth date or something? Why would he bail? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. Absolutely. I told you, soggy pancake. You want to talk about it? Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. It's a waste of time and... a huge blow to the confidence. I know you're strong as hell, but it still sucks. I'm sorry. You definitely don't deserve that. How do I know? Well, haven't I told you about the time that I got stood up by the same woman twice in one night? Oh, God. How have you missed out on this one? okay, here goes. Okay, so we were supposed to meet at 7 at that sushi spot downtown. Yeah, that one. Yeah, it takes forever to get reservations there, and I wanted to make an impression. So I got there 15 minutes early and ended up waiting for over an hour before finally leaving. And I decided to grab myself a pity dessert from the all-night coffee shop, you know, around the corner. Mm-hmm. Of course, I got a cinnamon roll. No, it was pretty busy, so I waited a while. And anyway, I was already feeling a little moody by the time I made it to the counter to order, and I was not prepared when I made eye contact with the woman waiting at the other end for her coffee. Ah, especially since she'd not shown up for dinner. I know. Yeah, who goes to the shop around the corner after standing up a date? I know. Yeah, it was absurd and kind of ballsy of her, looking back on it. Anyway, so I waited as casually as I could for my dessert, but on my way to the door, she intercepted me, and it was so awkward. She tried to apologize to me and asked if I wanted to get a table at the cafe. And, you know, I wasn't fussed, so I said, sure. And when I turned around to look for an open seat, she darted out of the door behind me with this super confused-looking guy trailing after her. I know, it's wild. Like, why wouldn't she just admit she was with another guy? She's, you know, she probably double-booked herself for a date night and just thought, look, I have no idea. But yeah, yep, crazy. Twice in one night. That belongs on a 90s sitcom or something. Speaking of, you want to watch one? Of course we can. Let you grab the remote and I will start some popcorn. Pizza's going to be about 40 more minutes. We can almost finish an episode before it comes. I can't tell her now. No way. She's heartbroken. But her face did light up when she noticed I was home. Maybe it's the perfect time. Okay, either way, here goes nothing. I got snacks. Of course I'm back. I, unlike some people who shall not be named, would never stand you up. And not just because, you know, I live here too. I'm low-key still furious he stood you up, even though, you know, I'm glad to have you home. Well, it's the principle of it, you know? You communicate so well, even when it's just texting. You're thoughtful, you're clear, and you never leave people till the last minute. Yeah, but it's not just that. You know, you're so thoughtful, you know? You notice everything and make sure that the people around you feel cared for and supportive. You're so giving and sweet, and it sucks that someone who isn't even worth your time has wasted so much of it. You know, you're a details kind of person, and it's such a rare thing. It is not your fault. Please don't say that. It's on him if he couldn't get it together. If he couldn't see the great thing in front of him and make the time, then that's very much a him problem, because there is nothing wrong with you. Well, it's not just me being sweet, it's the truth. You're amazing, and any man would be lucky to have you in their life. I mean, I know I'm glad you're in mine. Of course I mean it. And you mean a lot to me. Well, I mean, yeah, a lot. But, like, why are you looking at me like that? No, it's more just, well, You see, you're an amazing friend, and you're such an incredible... you're such an incredible person, and, no, you're not wrong. I do. Yeah. I do like you. Shit. I know. Sorry, this is so awkward, and the timing couldn't be worse, but I can't lie and say that it's fine after he stood you up, and I'd have given anything to be in his shoes tonight. Why didn't I tell you sooner? That's your first question. Well, you were kind of seeing that guy, and we lived together, and it seemed, I don't know, almost irresponsible to say anything, I guess. No, I didn't want to make things awkward. Yeah, I didn't want you to feel any differently about me. We're good friends, and we're better roommates. Look, I never wanted you to feel obligated, and I worried that telling you might make it super uncomfortable. You know, this is your home. You know, I didn't want to... yeah, what do you mean? But what if it wasn't? But what if it doesn't work out? Yeah, I guess we'd figure out pretty fast if it wasn't going how we wanted. But look, you've had a bit of a wobbly evening already. Do you want to maybe wait to have this conversation for another time? Hey, I'll have you know, if there's anyone who's got awful timing, it's definitely me. But if there's anyone who's worth waiting for, it's you. Really. You feel the same way. I cannot believe this night. If you want to talk about it now, then yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see where it could go. But only when you're ready, and only if you're sure. Well, if you say you're ready now, then... If now was the time, then I wouldn't waste any of it. Yes, even when your t-shirt's big enough to hide the entire popcorn bowl. Can I have some of that, by the way? These confessionals can, you know, make a man a little peckish. Come on. I really like you in those big t-shirts, though. And if you mean that, then maybe later it'll be my t-shirt. What? No. Oh, okay. Okay, maybe I blushed a little, but come on. My heart's pounding over here. Okay, fair question. But I'm pretty much the only one answering questions around here. So I'm asking you instead. Have you ever thought about it? About us? Oh, so you mean... If we were like this, like how we're on the couch now? I can definitely see that being a great way to spend a night. Yes, I did say a night. A whole night. Well, there's only one way to find out. And now that you're closer, just like you described... Is this it? I can really see those cute freckles across your shoulder, with your shirt hanging that way. While we're so close, and your eyes, the way they light up when you're happy or excited, like right now. There are definitely advantages to us sitting like this, like how I can hold you, like this. You fit so perfectly against me. Yeah, you're right, this is fun. And with pizza coming, it's really shaping up to be a night to remember. Especially if you're interested in maybe making other memories together. And we could start right here. Now.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.